excited, man. This is the time I'm waiting for, and I believe that I'm ready. And I've been praying for this time my whole life. And so it's a good time for me to go out there and see where I'm at, see who we are as a team, and just bank off that to next week into the season.
Are you a guy that gets, I mean, first game out, first practice out here, do you get butterflies? Your freshman year in high school, do you get butterflies? Or you expect it's going to just feel like another football game?
You know what? Throughout my whole life, I've been blessed and fortunate to be able to be thrown in the fire, as y'all say. And I've always realized that you got to grow up someday. And at the end of the day, you know, it's just football. You know, my first day here, same plays, same calls. So it's how you execute them. So, you know, come Thursday, you know, I'm going to have a little butterflies. But once I get the first contact and once I start focusing and, you know, do what Raheem do best, I'll be fine. And I'm going to trust my teammates and trust Coach Allen to, you know, make good plays. We'll go out there and try to get a W.
I mean, I know games haven't started yet, but already the young guys seem to be making an impact. When you look at that depth chart and see who's number one, you guys are front and center already.
Right, right. It's a good thing, but you know what? We can't take it for granted. We can't get complacent. We can't get, you know, satisfied. We got to keep pressing through and keep learning and keep getting better from these veterans and, you know, come out here every day like it's a game.
Who are some vets who are really being outspoken to help you guys?
You know, you start with the Brian Dawkins and Chan Bailey and Goodman, you know, Cassius Vaughn, all the DBs, the DJ Williams, every guy that's paid their dues and is a veteran that's helped me out a lot. You know, they you know, they give me my props when I do good, and they get on me when I do bad. So they've done a great job, and I'm glad to come to this organization where, you know, it's like family, and they, you know, they care for you. So that's a good thing, and that's what championship teams do.
Playing alongside Doc the last few practices, what have you picked up from him already?
All this intensity, you know, urgency in everything I do, running to the ball, being physical. And that's one thing that I do, but he's took it up to a whole nother notch. If you shake the guy's hand during practice or if he headbutts you, you'll get a wake-up call. Like, you know what, it's going to be a good day. And like, he's just a guy that's just, he's a good motivator. And, you know, he gets on me when I do bad. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he'll tell me what I'm doing right. And he's a great guy. He's like a father on the field. Another coach, actually.
I know you've admired him from afar for a long time, but what have you learned about him now that you've actually been exposed to him?
The main thing I like about him is how, you know, he's very, he's a godly man, so am I. I love the way he carries himself off the field. You know, you never hear any problems about Brian Dawkins. Great family man. He's a guy that you can come to for any advice. You know, I asked him, you know, what should I do with my bonus? You know, my money that I make, you know, I know I want to save it, but how do I save it? What should I do? How should I help people? And he's told me the ways, and he's been helping me out every day. He's like a father to me, man. You never know how these guys are until you really be around them 24/7. And also, you know, he's a funny guy, especially when that music come on.
Speaking of music, you know, he has a very extravagant entrance onto the field. Have you thought about, you know, what Raheem or I know you got the Mohawk thing. Uh-huh. Talk about the Mohawk ball hawk thing. Anything you plan on doing or how you plan on celebrating your first interception or anything?
The first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to put my hands into the sky and thank God. I do that every time. So I think that's good enough for me.
Okay.
And I'm going to go on there, go on the sideline, just cheer on with my teammates.
Okay.
That's good enough.
Okay, all right, start with that. Sounds good. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you. Everything good?